This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning. Happy Monday, if you can call Monday a happy day. My name is Nicholas Erykalis. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. Fan Early Morning Show is for the average Joe, and when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CJR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. Finally got to relax this weekend. I spent some time with my grandpa a little bit. He's the one that got me those Steelers slippers. Spent time with him yesterday, and my aunt, my uncle from Erie, so that was kind of nice. Nice, refreshing weekend. Played a lot of video games, spent time with my dog, with my family. Feeling good this morning. Feeling nice and refreshed after a weekend that was mostly dedicated to my relaxation. Also did some work over the weekend, but it was fun work. Covered a fireworks show in Bethel Park, so yeah, can't complain. It was a great weekend for me. Not a great weekend for the Pirates. Pirates lost two of the first three games they played against the Braves. And on Sunday, they won. And we got to talk about this, too. Something happened on Saturday that just absolutely chapped me. Chapped a lot of people, but you know, me in particular. I think a lot of you as well. But we got this. We got this yesterday. Another one of these.
Somebody might have gotten hurt. Telez sends one down the right field line. This one's staying fair and gone. He's trying to outdo Cruz. Hit it down the line. And that one was a long one. A two-run shot for Rowdy. And the Bucks bat's getting going. With a four-run fifth.
So we like that. That's great. Were the Pirates right? Answer that for me. That's a good question. 412-928-9370. That's one good question. One good question to talk about. Did the Pirates get it right? Were the Pirates right to keep this guy around? Because now he's hitting kind of well. And he hit two home runs within a seven-day span. That's really good. We also got a cruise missile. And got the Pirates got the win yesterday. So, like to see that. Like to see home runs from Telez. I'm glad I jinxed him, and I actually will give him no such praise on this show. Not because I don't like him or not because I don't like home runs, but I feel like we are a jinx. I've just noticed that. When we take it easy on the Pirates, on the morning show in particular, and I know that we sometimes give the Pirates a hard time when they aren't doing well, and that's justified. But then we, on this show, on this early morning show and on the morning show, then when we start to ease up on the Pirates, start to alleviate our frustrations, and we say, good job, Pirates, then they retract. Then they do Then they do stupid stuff or they lose games and it's not great, and then we get mad. And then when we get mad, they seem to do well. So I'm not going to give Telez any praise for any of that. He's got to keep hitting home runs, and that's it. Bam. Now, something else happened on Saturday, and let me see if I can find it here. Yeah, there it is. Okay, this is the most frustrating thing. This is one of the most frustrating things. Pirates have been doing a lot of that this season, giving us new frustrating plays to get mad about. But how about this one? Edward Oliveras. This is an extra innings. So we're in the first of extra innings, right? The 10th. Oliveras was placed on second. He was moved over. Nick Gonzalez, great job. Ground ball to the right side. Got Oliveras to third base. And then this happened.
One out, 1-2. To the backstop. Here comes Oliveras. The toss. He's safe. Darno's underhand toss to Hernandez covering. And a slide by Oliveras. Able to get underneath it. And he's in. The Pirates lead 2-1.
Yeah, but then it got reviewed.
Oh, my God.
He didn't slide with his feet out.
Oh, no.
Yep. He slid with his feet crumpled up underneath him.
I don't even understand how this is possible. It's his front foot landed and popped up over home plate. Like, it landed in the right-handed batter's box. Instead of sliding with your front foot forward and having it touch home plate, the front foot, as he slid, came straight down in the batter's box, popped up. That shouldn't have been close. That shouldn't have been even close. It wasn't even remotely. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
If the Pirates don't make the playoffs by a game because of a fundamental error like that.
That's the line right there by Joe Buck. That's the one I heard on the radio live on Saturday that I wanted to point out. That one right there. That's Joe Buck and John Wehner, by the way. Pirates Radio Network right here on The Fan. Shout out. Yes, we carry the Pirates. Go The Fan. Anyway, that's the line right there that Joe Buck kind of encompassed the frustration of this team. I feel like everybody's feeling it. Greg Brown hasn't been shy about saying what's on his mind when the Pirates have struggled this season. And it's really hard to stay calm because that was the day Paul Skenes pitched. So Paul Skenes pitched another beautiful six innings, and one run was given up. One run. I'm not going to fault Paul Skenes for giving up one run a game because the Pirates offense has to score at least one run to compete in those games then. Anyway, my voice cracked. Anyway, the Pirates, Brian Reynolds hit a triple. He extended his hitting streak. Good for him at the time. Extended his hitting streak. And got a triple. The Pirates got back in it, tied the game at 1. So they did their bare minimum in regulation. Got it to extra innings. The best of the best teams, though, do not squander those opportunities. The best of the best teams do come through in those situations. Now, for me, just thinking of it from a baseball standpoint, I could understand at any other base if you keep your feet tucked in to try to pop up slide, you know, because the sooner you stand up, the better position you're in to run. So that makes sense. But the plate's different. The plate is you touch home plate and that's it. All you have to do is touch it. You don't have to maintain the base. You just have to touch home plate. And once you touch it, you are then qualified as a team to tally that run. Just got to be touched. Touch safely. Touched before anybody tags you, or a force play is at that base. A force play is executed. So just touch the plate. And in this case, too, there's no reason. There really is no reason to pop up slide at home plate, in my opinion, either. There's none. You don't really gain anything from standing up quickly there, other than to get out of the way of another play. I would only have the pop-up slide if it was like a medium close play where like I wanted to slide and just secure my whole body across the plate. and then just stand back up. Trey Turner's done that. He plays for the Phillies now, but he's done that his entire career. Go look at videos of him sliding across home plate. It's eye candy. But, yeah, there's no reason to pop-up slide, though, at home plate, especially on a close play. Maybe you don't want to slide head first because you're more susceptible to injury, especially with a catcher who could block the plate with the ball. Or I guess the pitcher was covering because it was a wild pitch. But either way, I mean, you know, you can reduce your chance of injury by sliding in head first. I get that. But all you got to do is touch the plate with some part of your body. If Olivares just gets a toe out there, he scores. And that frustrates me because it's the little things like that. And it's not guaranteed that they would win that game. But I'm tired of hearing that excuse, too. Like, oh, well, you know, we should take it easy on them because you know, they weren't guaranteed to win. They would have scored a run. And if everything would have happened the same past that point, the Braves would have scored anyway. It would have been a tie game. They would have had to play more baseball. Okay. I don't care. I don't care anymore. You, as a good team, if you want to be a good team, if you want to qualify for the playoffs, you just have to do some of those little things right. We have to stop doing that thing where if we expect the Pirates to be good, then we just kind of let those things slide. If you're in that camp of, it doesn't matter. They would have lost anyway. I'm tired of being in that camp. Have a little more faith. Because the best teams in the league do that little stuff right. The best teams in the league do the little things right. Do the fundamentals right. Which is why I love that Joe Block said that. I mean, listen, I like this line.
If the Pirates don't make the playoffs by a game because of a fundamental error like that.
That is unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. But that line just resonates with me. If the Pirates miss the playoffs because of a fundamental error. But the thing is, it's not just that. I mean, the Pirates are so good that if some other fundamental things were done right, if a pop fly was caught, if they stopped getting thrown out at third base on ground balls on the left side of the infield, if the guy trying to advance on a wild pitch puts his toe out or slides head first and touches the base with a finger, the Pirates set themselves up to be in better position. And the worst part about that, too, in extra innings. I mean, we always thought about, I think initially when the rule was put in place, about the runner at second base automatically in extras. I think we thought about just like, okay, yeah, somebody get it a two-run home run, and it could be a leadoff two-run home run. You know, it's all going to be this interesting stuff. These interesting offensive plays are going to happen. How about this? The Braves pitcher only faced two hitters in that inning because of that. Gonzalez got out by grounding out to the right side to advance Olivares to third base. But then the wild pitch and the recovery, they got the out at the plate for out number two. Next hitter gets out. Guy only faced two hitters. I didn't think about that. That wasn't conscious in my head. If a guy gets thrown out on the bases, then maybe the pitcher will only have to face two hitters. And that's how quick that inning went for the Braves. After that out was recorded, guy only faced two hitters. He only had to face two hitters in the top of the 10th inning. So, Gurr, I'm upset, and you can be upset with me too. 412-928-9370. Get a phone line. Talk to me. You can also talk to me on X at callus_33. That's callus_33. I'm a little feistier this morning just because I expect more, especially when it comes to fundamentals. You're in the big leagues. The fundamentals should be routine at this point. The fundamentals should be ingrained. And these are just there's been too many dumb plays that have held this team back. Too many dumb things. You know, it's different if you get out-willed, you go 12 strong innings, and your pitchers just fall every once in a while. I get that. I mean, that's tough. Sometimes those things happen. Sometimes you feel the misfortune of your team. Maybe you're just not good enough than other teams. This team's frustrating because it feels like they are, in fact, good enough. They have the talent. They've got the pitchers especially. Their offense is coming around. They should be in these games. They should. It feels like they could be and should be in these games, and they're not. And that's infuriating to me. So talk to me. 412-928-9370. Talk to me on X at callus_33. That's callus _33 Got somebody on the line right now that wants to talk, so I will let them. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, Jimmy. Hey, how about that other bonehead move? Our shortstop comes in to be a pinch hitter, and he doesn't get in the box in time, so it's a called third strike. How about that move?
Yeah, that too. That counts. Doesn't make me as mad as the wild pitch because, you know, it wasn't immediately led to a run, but that's frustrating too. I hear you.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Jimmy, thanks for the call. All right. Sure. Yeah, you can just call and tell me plays that you were mad about just randomly. That's fine. I don't mind that either. 412-928-9370. Yeah, any play that happened that frustrated you over the weekend or at all this season, just call. Tell me what frustrated you the most. That's a bad one, though. That, I mean, they all frustrate me. But not being able to score, you're taking a risk to go home on a wild pitch, a pitch that goes to the backstop. And you got to just touch the plate. That's all you got to do. I mean, I figured that out when I was real little, like 12 or 13. Just touch the plate. It's a fundamental thing. You touch it, and that's it. That should be your number one priority, especially on a play that feels like it's close when you're sliding in. There's no time for pop-up slides. There's no need to tuck in unless you're trying to deke a fielder who already has the ball. But you extend out, move around, maneuver, just touch it. Just touch it before you get tagged. And you're good. So, yeah, again, it's a frustrating morning for me. Just feeling it. The Pirates, again, not guaranteed to win that one. Not guaranteed to win that game by any stretch. I get that. But just think about all the times that we've said that this season. Well, they weren't guaranteed to win necessarily. That's just one play. You know, the Braves still scored in the bottom half of the inning. Blah, blah, blah. No. If we keep saying that, I mean, we're lowering our expectations of this team. And maybe you already had low expectations, but they get so close in some of these games that it just infuriates me when they don't do basic things right. But to celebrate, which we'll do coming up next, to have a little celebration, maybe the Pirates are right about Roddy Tellez. Maybe it was good to be patient with him as long as they were. I mean, maybe. 412-928-9370, you can call me, we'll talk about it. Pirates are also off today. They're going to start a series tomorrow with the St. Louis Cardinals. I'll take one more call before I go to break, too. So, good morning. What's your name?
Billy from Morningside.
All right, Billy, you're on the fan. What's up?
Hey, I'm just kind of, like, pissed at Derek Shelton for the dumb plays. I mean, why isn't G1 Bay up here instead of Sawinski?
I want to say that he's hurt, but I actually haven't given it that much thought. I always just assumed that he was hurt, but I can get you an answer on that here after this.
No, he's
break.
Back. He's back on, and they sent him down. He recovered, and they sent him down last week.
Oh.
And he went 3-for-4, and Sawinski struck out 3 times that game.
Well, Billy, thank you for the call. Yeah, I hadn't even thought about G1 Bay because I'm just sitting there like, okay, he's still hurt or whatever. He's recovering. Okay, so he recovered, and they sent him down to AAA. I don't know why. I don't know why then. And Billy, you've made me even more frustrated this morning. I don't know why. I think G1 Bay would make a good leadoff hitter if he were up at the plate. I know he's had some defensive struggles in the outfield. I think he's better as a middle infielder, but I guess, you know, for all the time they kept him in AAA, maybe he could have refined his outfield skills. I don't know. That would be my only concern, would be his defensive skills. Or the fact that I guess he didn't hit last season very well either before he got hurt. But I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's a good question. It's a good question. Made me think a little bit there. Pirates lose 2 of 3 to the Braves over the weekend, and they're off today. Again, they're going to start a 3-game series with the Cardinals tomorrow. We'll talk more about that. We'll preview that series. I'll emphasize how important this series is, just like I have with pretty much every other series, because it feels like every series is becoming more and more important. The Pirates are slipping away. Right now they're 3 games back of the third wild card spot in the National League. So they're slipping a little bit. They're 40-43. We'll talk more about the Pirates next. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and this is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and it's the Fan Early Morning Show. I think it's a good time for some weather as well. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com today. High of 77, low of 54. Mostly clear skies throughout the day. It's going to be a comfortable kind of hot. And tomorrow, a little hotter. High of 84, low of 56. More clear skies expected. Early projections of rain in the forecast toward the end of the week on the 4th of July. And so, past that point. But the beginning of the week going to be nice and sunny. So nice and warm, nice and comfortable for us all. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. I got a few more minutes with you, about 7 more minutes before I toss it to the Fan Morning Show pre-show. So give me a call, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at Callis underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. And talk to me. We got baseball to talk about. That's my primary focus this morning. And that was something that slipped under the radar for me. Jiwon Bae was activated from his rehab assignment and was sent down to AAA. That was on June 24th. So I think the only explanation that I have from what I'm thinking is that they don't have an outfield spot for him, or they don't trust him enough in the outfield right now. Would you have Jiwon Bae or would you have Jack Suwinski? I mean, Jack Suwinski's been he's been rough. It's been a tough go for him, for sure. Maybe they think that Suwinski's a better defensive outfielder than Jiwon Bae. And that could be that. But there's no middle infield position for Jiwon Bae to play right now. I wouldn't replace either O'Neill Cruz or Nick Gonzalez at this point. Speaking of Nick Gonzalez, though, why I like Nick Gonzalez, and I guess to praise some of their fundamentals, just to kind of do a quick turnaround here and just reflect on the good things that they did. I mean, in extra innings, when you're given a runner on second base, I think sometimes hitters can still just like flail at pitches or try to swing for power, try to get that leadoff two-run home run. And Nick Gonzalez did not do that. He did a quality fundamental thing, and he grounded the ball to the right side and allowed for Oliveras to advance from second to third, which then sets up your next hitter to hit a fly ball and get a run in. And so I like to give praise where I also like to beat them down too. You would have liked to see Oliveras extend his foot, put that toe on the plate, but mostly for me, I want to praise Nick Gonzalez too. I think that was a good job there to stay within the pitches that he was thrown and, you know, do what he could do to make a productive out. And, you know, I like seeing that. And so I think that he deserves some due praise there, for getting that ball to the right side and allowing Oliveras to advance from second to third and, you know, setting him up to even try to score on that play. Because if, you know, Oliveras isn't at third base, if he's still on second, I don't think on that wild pitch. I think he advances to third on the wild pitch but doesn't have the opportunity to score. And Pirates are three back of the third wild card spot. They're 9.5 back of the division right now with a 40-43 record. So they're just doing enough to stay a few games below 500. They're doing just enough to not be 500. And I mean, I've talked about this before, and the pattern continues, and I hate seeing this pattern. Win a series, lose a series. Win a series, lose a series. They're doing that thing now. They're winning a series and losing a series. And again, I've talked about this before, and I know Crowley's talking about last week while he was here, you know, you can't go back. You can't go back and worry about, you know, the losing streaks that you've gone on. But I only say if they hadn't lost earlier in the year, I get that you can't go back. But if they didn't, if they would have at least even out those seven-game losing streak they went on, if they would have evened that out, they would be in much better position than they are now. But when you lose, you know, that many games in a row, you get put in these positions now where you're just behind. And that frustrates me. So I think that they've got to not keep alternating here. Win a couple series in a row. I mean, I'm thrilled that they beat the Reds. They won another rubber match. But an Atlanta team that you beat two out of three, you know, in Pittsburgh earlier in the year, it felt like this was a series that they could still have won. Rough first game with a 6-1 loss. Those games happen. They looked like they weren't prepared for that game at all. It looks like that game hit them like a train. So that wasn't great to see. But then a closer game, they lose 2-1 in extras on a Paul Skeens day. I mean, you can't emphasize enough how good he's doing. 6 innings, 1 run given up, walk 2, struck out 9. Good numbers on the day for Paul Skeens. The bullpen did not give up any runs until extra innings. I mean, Kyle Nicholas didn't record an out, but also that run wasn't charged to him because it was placed on second base automatically. So you can't fault the bullpen at all for that game. That was a solidly pitched game by the Pirates. And, you know, the offense didn't really do much to support the team, and that's tough. And then you get to extras, and guy tries to score on a wild pitch. And I mean, that's gonna haunt me all week. And if I mention that too many times, I'm sorry. I hope they do something good to deflect my attention away from Oliveras not just touching the plate with his toe. That's gonna get me. I mean, you know, drop fly ball, that's something. Getting thrown out at third, that's something. I mean, not scoring because you didn't touch the plate. You didn't just tap it. You didn't just touch it and retract. I mean, that's gonna stay with me for a while. But now you got a series against the Cardinals. You're gonna have two series this month against the Cardinals at PNC Park. You're also gonna play the Brewers in the middle there as well. You're gonna play a beat up White Sox team. And then you're matched up against the Phillies again. An interesting stretch of games here. Home against the Cardinals, home against the Mets, away against the Brewers, away against the White Sox, home against the Phillies, and home against the Cardinals again. And then away at the Diamondbacks, and then the month ends with them in Houston. So, interesting collection of opponents here. So, not to look too far ahead, but, I mean, this is the first step tomorrow. They're starting a series against the Cardinals. Please win the series, and then win another one after that, and maybe get a sweep. Maybe. They can do it. And, I mean, that's just my – I'm going to emphasize that point one more time. It feels like they can do it. It feels like they're a team that is good enough. They're just not doing some of the little things right to separate themselves from other teams in this league. And it feels like they're going to be perpetually around but not quite reaching 500. But they're good enough. They are 100% good enough. I think that talent level on paper, they're a good team. They're just not doing the fundamental things right to separate them from the other better teams in this league. They don't have the infinite amount of talent and money to be spent as other teams. That's why the fundamentals are so crucial. It's why doing the little things right is so crucial. They're talented enough as a unit right now, I think, that if they clean up the fundamentals, they will be a better team. Again, there's no excuse for them to look like they got hit by a train on Friday against the Braves. It looks like that game just hit them unexpectedly after an off day on Thursday. It looked like it just hit them unexpectedly. They looked like they weren't ready to play, and they just gave up, you know, early runs and couldn't come back. Saturday's game was a heartbreaker. Sunday's game was solid. Mix of power, good pitching, and the Pirates win. Do more of that. They're capable. They've shown that they're capable. They can hang with some of the better teams in this league. They've shown it. That's why I'm frustrated, because it looks like they're a solid team. It looks like they can hang. I just hope that they do. I hope that they go on a surge. I just want them to go on a surge. It just seems like right now they just enjoy hanging around 500.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.